Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, and the radio.com app. Sponsored by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet. Here's Zach and the Nose.
All right, hour number two for Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Did a lot of observations. We still have about 8,000 more to get to, but we got to get into the sniff test as well, get you all prepared, because we are about an hour and 20 minutes away from week two of the NFL, starting the Browns and the Bengals tonight, Thursday night football. And by the way, side note, next week we're going to be on Tuesday night, Zach and the Nose. Wednesday night there's a special intercom show that is going to be playing. And then Thursday night is Thursday night football, except the Miami Dolphins are involved in that one versus Jacksonville. So that'll be the 27-hour pregame show that we have here on QAM. That'll be basically started off with me and Joe Rose in the morning, all the way through Hawk and Crowder in the afternoon, and then the live call of Miami and Jacksonville Thursday night football. That is next week. 1 week from tonight, Dolphins will be playing two games in 5 days. Coming up here. Buffalo coming up on Sunday, Jacksonville on Thursday night. So that's your local flavor there. 305-567-0560 is the text machine, by the way. If you want to send some texts, and we have a lot coming in, we're going to get to a bunch of them right here. We also have the sniff test coming up for your starters and your sits this week. From the Nose, the tight end of the week, the only segment so far not award-winning yet. We're getting to that. We're working
not
on that.
Yet. Not
right.
Even close.
Well, we just debuted it last week, so you can't win an award in 1 week. So I have to wait a couple weeks before we start calling that the award-winning segment, because the real award-winning segment of the here on the show, the Nose Pick of the Week, coming up in the final segment around the 7:45 or so time. God bless you. And also the basketball game starting up now on our sister station as well. We'll have some updates for you as well, especially if anything big happens from the Heat and you hear me screaming in the background. Let's get to a couple more text messages here real quick before we get to the sniff test coming up here, like I said, in the next couple minutes. PPR League wide receiver, Will Fuller V or A.J. Green?
It's a really good question, because they're really close in my rankings this week, because Will Fuller does have a difficult matchup versus either Marlon Humphrey or Peters in Baltimore. And A.J. Green is tonight, but I am going with Will Fuller, the V, because of how many times he gets targeted.
Right.
And Deshaun Watson is finding him the ball. So targets means opportunities. Opportunities means catches and means touchdowns. So I'm going with Will Fuller, V, over A.J. Green, because we still don't know what we're seeing out of A.J. Green. I thought last week was actually a pretty good start for him after not seeing him for over a year and a half,
right.
I want to see another game tonight. If he has a really good game, then I would feel much more comfortable starting him in week three.
Yeah, 10 targets last week for Will Fuller V. That's a nice game for him right there. And not knowing what to get out of that offense.
112 yards, right, really right. Solid game. And that's what you just nailed it. It's the targets. And Deshaun Watson was really hooked in on him. And he got those late dirty points.
Right, right.
No one loves the late dirty points like I love them.
I love those late dirty points. Game's out of hand. You're losing the week. All of a sudden, fourth quarter comes around.
Bam!
4 or 5 catches, couple targets, maybe a TD, a little crappy TD at the end also. It's perfect with that as well. All right, start 3, PPR League. Hopkins, Scary Terry, Paris Campbell or DJ Chark have to sit AJ Brown due to uncertainty with injury. So start three of those guys. I'm guessing DeAndre Hopkins, that first one. Scary Terry, Paris Campbell, or DJ Chark.
Yes, and AJ Brown does look like he is going to not play this week, which is disappointing because I had him having a really big week against Jacksonville. Okay, so obviously DeAndre Hopkins, you didn't have to mention him, but you know, I guess you wanted to pound your chest a little bit. Hopkins is a must start. I love Paris Campbell this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, Paris Campbell is an up-and-coming player for the Indianapolis Colts. He's going against Minnesota's defense, which I said last week. Everyone's used to Minnesota being a great defense.
Right, of course.
It's not happening this year. They can't stop the run or the pass right now. So I'm going to start Hopkins, Paris Campbell, and I'm going with DJ Chark over Scary Terry. Again, this week, I am not a fan of Scary Terry. I'm reading that he's going to be manned up against Patrick Peterson. Not a good play for him. So go with Hopkins, Paris, and DJ.
All right, flex spot, half-point PPR. Looks like Juice Landry, Sammy Watkins, or Jimmy Robinson, a.k.a. James Robinson, the running back in Jacksonville that no one knows about.
If the man's name is James in this show, his name is Jimmy.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. That is going to be with – we're going to go with Sammy Watkins on this one, okay? Watkins had an amazing week last week, especially because he has games that he's up and down.
Right.
But I'm going to say that he's going to work off of a good game last week, and I trust him more, especially because of who his quarterback is. James Robinson, yes, we don't know still who he is yet. He's the starting running back for the Jags. That's about just what we know. He had a nice game week one. I still want to see another game out of him. Sammy Watkins has that guy named Pat Mahomes throwing him the ball. To me, is the safest play out of all these guys.
All right, PPR need one for my flex position. Zach Moss, Benny Snell, or Marvin Jones Jr.?
Benny Snell's
good this week or bad?
He does. That's a tricky question. He doesn't smell good this week because right now James Conner fully played. That Pittsburgh running back situation is one that I would stay far away from right now. Yes, if you picked up Jimmy Conner, right, not the tennis player,
right,
you have to start him probably because you probably used a second or third round pick on him.
Right.
I'm not thrilled about it if I have him on my team. I rather have... Listen, that's going to be a 50-50 split. So Snell is a player that I... Well, where am I right here? Okay, Snell is a player.
Right.
No, I was looking at Zach Moss because that's the guy who I actually am going to recommend in this situation. Thank you for highlighting that.
Like
we have a lot of text coming in.
We do.
So
we do.
Zach Moss, I would start over Snell or Marvin Jones Jr.
All right, rather have on your bench pick one, Sammy Watkins, Gage, Scotty Miller, Traquan Smith. That's from the Diddy Man.
I love that Scotty Miller call out because Scotty Miller is a player that I wanted to discuss. Scotty Miller, for those who may not know, is the Tampa Bay Bucks wide receiver who's going to get a lot more looks right now if Chris Godwin, with a concussion, is out for the week.
Right.
So Scotty Miller reminds me of what Wes Welker and Julian Edelman were. Okay.
Ooh.
Those are guys.
Right.
Slot player, gets open, good route runner, and their quarterback happens to be Tom Brady now in Tampa. So Scotty Miller is a really nice player. So who would I rather have on my bench? Well, it's not going to be him because it's, you know, Chris Godwin is not going to be out forever. I would probably say Sammy Watkins over Gage Miller and Traquan Smith to have on my bench. I just took this as an opportunity to tell people that I think Scotty Miller is a tricky good start this week for a replacement for Chris Godwin.
Right. That's not bad right there. 305-567-0560. If you want to text in any more questions, we have a lot of texts coming in. We will get to as many as we can. Let's take one more right here before we get to a couple of the sniff test answers here, quarterback, running back, wide receiver. Someone doubled up on the Paris Campbell question from before. Do you start Paris Campbell over either Cooper Kupp or Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, I do not. There's no analysis needed. That's a no.
It's an easy one. It's an easy one for
correct.
You. You don't need to go into too much of it. All right, so let's get to the sniff test here. We got to give a couple quarterbacks, a couple running backs, and a couple wide receivers that pass the sniff test for you. We will start with that quarterback position. Give me a couple quarterbacks that pass the sniff test.
Well, we already discussed them. So Josh Allen versus your Miami Dolphins. This is a daily fantasy league play. This is if you have Josh Allen and maybe an Aaron Rodgers on your team because you use the strategy of taking two quarterbacks later in your draft. I'm telling you to start Josh Allen. He is now becoming a no-brainer must start. And against your Miami Dolphins, he should have a pretty darn good game. So have Josh Allen in your lineup. I'm expecting 300 total yards, two touchdowns. He's going to keep the momentum. He's going to keep it hot. Then I also going to go and say that Cam Newton is a really nice start this week against the Seattle defense. Listen, running quarterbacks get a lot of fantasy points. You see what Kyler Murray did last week.
Right.
The fact that Cam Newton had, what, 70, 80 yards on the ground?
75, I believe, yeah.
Okay, that's 7.5 points right off the bat without even throwing a ball. Okay, he also finds the end zone as well.
Right.
So Cam Newton is trending upwards right now in my book because of how good and healthy he looked and how willing they are to run the ball. And then lastly, we're going to talk about terrific Tom Brady for a second.
There we go.
I'm recommending.
Is this the first mention of Tom Brady on the show today?
It is.
Wow, it took an hour and 10 minutes.
He had a subpar performance.
He did.
He looked really shaky. He had his entire team, meaning he had Chris Godwin available, and who may not be available this week. Mike Evans had the hamstring, but apparently he is full-blown good. Tom Brady will not have back-to-back bad games, okay?
Called out by his coach, too.
Oh, yeah. No.
Bruce Arians called his ass out.
Oh, he did, and he deservingly so. Well, fortunately for them, they're home against the Carolina Panthers, who I'm calling out to be the worst defense in the league until I'm proven otherwise. So what I'm expecting is that he doesn't go back-to-back poop, as you would say.
Right.
This is... So people get nervous. What do I do? He didn't have a good game. I have other options. Start Tom Brady week two. He's going to have himself a much better game than he did for you week one.
All right. Josh Allen versus the Finns. Cam Newton versus Seattle. Tom Brady versus Carolina. Quarterbacks that pass the sniff test. Let's move on to running backs that pass your sniff test this week. Give me three of them that you love this week that pass the sniff test.
Okay. Devin Singletary, I'm going right back to this game.
I see a common theme here.
You're right. I think that I do not give gambling advice. Some would call me mush when it comes to gambling.
Mush.
Am not mush when it comes down to fantasy, and I'm telling you right now, Devin Singletary is going to have a really good game, and he's one of those players. I'm trying to pick a guy here that's a flex option, whether you start him or you don't start him. Devin Singletary, you must start. I also love Austin Ekeler, your boy A-Aaron Ekeler.
A-Aaron Ekeler.
He's going to have a better game versus the Chiefs. Why? Because they're going to go down quite a bit. And who catches the ball out of the backfield in that offense? His name is A-Aaron Ekeler.
Right.
So he had one target last week. He had a good game on the ground, I believe 89 yards. Listen, 1 + 1 = 2 here. They're going to have to throw the ball, and he's going to have a lot of catches. So if you're in a PPR league, I'm highly recommending Austin Ekeler. Last one.
Uh-oh.
Well, we discussed him a little bit. And if people are picking up Benny Snell, okay, and you need to start a running back, yes, he is going to split time with Connor. I think he is the better running back right now between the two of them. If you watched him, he plays with aggression. I think he's going to get 12 to 13 carries. I think he's going to score a touchdown and have over about 65 yards. So I'm not calling out this amazing game, but Benny Snell was one of the top pickups of the week. And again, there's a lot of players that are hurt. So if you have Le'Veon Bell that was hurt, and you picked up Benny Snell, and that's your replacement, I'm totally happy with that.
Right, yeah. Interesting amount of guys that got injured are going to be knocked out in this first week. It's just an incredible amount of stars that have been knocked out. So Benny Snell looks good there. So running backs that pass the sniff test, Devin Singletary versus the Dolphins, A-Aaron Ekeler versus the Chiefs, and Benny Snell this week also at running back. Let's go to wide receivers this week for week two that pass the sniff test.
I wanted to give some people some action tonight, and the action tonight is Oil Can Boy.
Love it.
A big fan of the show?
Oil Can Boy is a friend of the show.
Well, he's a friend of mine, and tonight I expect him to have the big game. I think he's going to have a better game than AJ Green. He's going to be targeted like crazy. So if you have Oil Cam Boyd and you want to be able to watch the game tonight and have your action, you have my full blessing to go Oil Can. We discussed it earlier. I love Michael Gallup this week versus Atlanta. It's got shootout written all over it. They were embarrassed last week. Dak Prescott had a bad game. Michael Gallup is going to get his. Start him. As somebody asked, should I get him on your waiver wires? Why is he on your waiver wires? I have no idea. Start him immediately. In all formats. And then the last one we briefly discussed earlier, Emmanuel Sanders is now the new wide receiver one for the Saints, going against Las Vegas. It's just a simple matter of how many targets he's going to get, and he's going to get plenty in this game, and he's still quite talented. So I expect Drew Brees to get Emmanuel Sanders the ball. I'm thinking he's going to have over 100 yards and a touchdown. So another guy that was on your bench last week, you should be putting in your starting lineup.
All right, so there it is. Will Cam Boyd tonight versus the Browns on Thursday Night Football. Michael Gallup versus the Atlanta Falcons, and Emmanuel Sanders versus Las Vegas. That's Monday night, by the way, I believe, the Monday night football game there. So those are the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that passed the sniff test real quickly on the text line. Someone asked if they should start Devontae Parker or Paris Campbell this week. Devontae Parker, if he plays, and it looks like he is trending maybe in that direction. Tre'Davious White, I'm assuming, is going to be one of those guys covering him this week. I know how you feel when a number one all-star stud cornerback's on a wide receiver. You kind of trend to pick the cornerback there.
But last week, Devontae Parker going against Stephen Gilmore, correct? Right.
4 for 48 in the first quarter and change.
He looked great.
Dominating.
And then what happened?
Hammy.
So that's your issue right there, is the hammy. Listen, it's a tough call, but I'm going to go with Paris Campbell right now because, again, I really love the upside in this Paris Campbell. Phillip Rivers is going to find him the ball. You're going to see that T.Y. Hilton is not the only wide receiver there in Indianapolis. And for the first time in a long time, well, not in a long time, since Andrew Luck decided to quit the game,
right,
they have a gunslinger there, and their wide receivers are going to get theirs. That's my point. So, listen, Paris Campbell, unless Devontae Parker is just absolutely perfectly healthy, but I don't see that happening. I'd like to see Devontae Parker get through a full game, have a good game, and then you could easily plug him back in. What did you say? They were playing Jacksonville next week?
Right, I believe
so. Yeah, I think C.J. Henderson's is a better matchup for you to start Devontae Parker. Even though he had a good, the Gator had a very good week one, Parker will be a must-start if he gets through this weekend healthy.
Paris Campbell, 4 texts so far about him on the text line, dominating the text line tonight.
He's an intriguing player.
Right.
He's a talent.
Right. All right, so send any more of your texts in here, 305-567-0560. We're going to get to players that failed the sniff test here in the next segment. Remember, tight end of the week and the nose pick of the week coming up here in the last segment of the show as well. Again, 305-567-0560 is the text line. If we do not get to any of your text questions somehow, some way, always tweet at the nose, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. We'll take a break. We'll come back. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We're back right after this. Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, we're back. We're brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. 305-567-0560 is the text machine if you want to stay connected with us and get a couple texts in here for the nose. We have to get to, we did the last segment, players that passed the sniff test, so we have to get to some players that failed the sniff test as well. We'll start with the quarterback position. Give me a couple players' nose that fail the sniff test.
All right. Players that fail the sniff test, as we discussed it before, Carson Wentz versus the Rams. I am down on those Eagles' offense. I think I beat that discussion to a pulp so far. Right. So if you have Carson Wentz, I'm highly recommending going in a different direction, whether it's Gardner Minshew or Daniel Jones or somebody different. Tweet at us, text us. He is a bad play this week. I do not like Drew Brees versus the Raiders, Zach. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, Drew Brees is the name that you always feel like.
Of course.
He's safe and reliable.
Absolutely.
Well, he doesn't have Michael Thomas, okay? He just does not have Michael Thomas. Emmanuel Sanders and Tre'Quan Smith are not what I would call good. I like Emmanuel Sanders.
Right.
But do I think Drew Brees is going to put up 325 yards and 2 touchdowns? No, I do not. I think they're going to run the ball like crazy. I think if you're a Kamara owner, you're in for a really good game. I would say Drew Brees, if you have other options, keep him on your bench. And man, oh man, Jared Goff, okay?
Wow.
I want to talk about this because Jared Goff has a really tasty matchup versus the Eagles defense. But I watched every play, every single snap of that game, and I couldn't have been any least impressed with that offense. I felt Sean McVay came out with a very, very vanilla look. As we discussed, the running backs couldn't find holes, and Jared Goff simply does not throw the ball down the field. You know, he throws the ball to Woods all day. It's nice. You know, he had a good game. He gets himself 10 to 15 yards, but I don't think he is throwing for that many touchdowns. I do not like Jared Goff until he proves it otherwise. Again, it's early, plenty of time. I really do believe McVay is an offensive genius,
right?
But I need to see it before I start him. So if you have other options, and I know you have a league where you might have other options,
right.
I'm telling you right now, looking at you, put Goff on your bench. I want to see him.
I have a two-quarterback league. I have Goff as one of my quarterbacks. Danny Dimes is the other, and Cam Newton.
Okay, so that's
Cam Newton, Danny Dimes.
That's for this week,
it's a
no-brainer. Right. So, yeah, if you have better options like you do, I'm recommending benching Jared Goff. I want to see him have that big game. I want to see him open up the offense a little bit more. I was really unimpressed with their start, even though they did win the game, I believe, against Dallas. It was an ugly win offensively for them.
All right, 305-567-0560. That is the text machine. If you want to send some in, the players so far that have failed the sniff test quarterback-wise, Carson Wentz, Drew Brees, and Jared Goff. Let's get to the running back position. Nose, give me a couple running backs that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
All right, Purdue Show.
Right, we got it.
It took us an hour and a half to say the name, Leonard Fournette.
You know what? It was almost like beforehand when you brought up Tom Brady's name. I said, wow, it took an hour and 10 minutes to get to that. It's now taken an hour and 25 minutes to get to one of the biggest storylines we had in the last 2 weeks here on the show was Leonard Fournette and the situation with him. Why does he fail the sniff test this week for you?
I'm a big believer that Leonard Fournette will have a nose pick of the week very soon, okay? So I'm just saying, until he gets any type of carries at all, I do not recommend starting him. He simply had zero opportunities. He had the ball, for six or seven times?
He
didn't hit any holes. He's obviously not. My biggest concern with him is that he's still learning the offense and is not able to block and make sure that Tom is protected.
Right.
So right
that's
now,
that's huge for that team right now.
Correct.
Right.
Ronald Jones looked average to me, but good enough to where he's not going to lose his job this week. So Leonard Fournette, in terms of where you grabbed him, again, I highly recommend you definitely do. Well, I'm looking at it right now. He had five rushing yards.
Five carries, 5 yards, right?
Right. So it's an obvious statement. He needs to have the ball where we see him carry the ball or touch the ball 13 to 15 times before we're starting him. Clearly, that's not the situation. You may have drafted him in a really good spot where it was really good value. That value is not yet, okay? It's going to be down the road in the middle of the season. I really do believe he's going to break out. It's just we need to see it first.
You
can't start him after the dude had 5 rushes for 5 yards. Can't do it, won't do it.
Right. Scotty Miller, the wide receiver you like, had one more rushing yard than he did last week.
I love Scotty Miller.
I know.
I got this weird feeling we're going to be talking about Scotty Miller next week.
Impressive, very impressive. All right, give me a couple more running backs that fail your sniff test.
Okay, Melvin Gordon.
Oh,
God.
Jay Fig all over it, right.
Really impressive, Jay Fig, on the first time. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, she got it.
Melvin Gordon, okay, really looked pretty good in that late game against the Titans.
Right.
And he was splitting the time with...
Never a good thing when you're splitting time. Philip Lindsay, right?
Yeah, same school that Eric Bieniemy went to, by the way. I still can't believe you couldn't get
Colorado. Yeah, I missed that one.
I'm a little embarrassed for you.
Right.
Okay.
Colorado. Is that a song?
Are you singing?
Might be.
I don't know. I feel like you're singing John Denver.
I was trying to, yes.
For Colorado? All right, we're really off base here.
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon, now it looks like Philip Lindsay is not playing. So why is he on your do not start list? The answer is... Do you see what happened to Saquon Barkley last week?
Right.
Oh, my God. That Pittsburgh defense is off of the charts. I'm very impressed with the Steelers defensive line. And I would not be starting Melvin Gordon this week unless you absolutely had to. And, yes, a lot of you absolutely have to.
Right. Could have been a top pick for somebody in the cup for
a couple rounds. Do not waste your money and play him in a DFS league. It is no good, no bueno. That is right now, whoever is playing the Steelers defense.
Stay away.
Rushing wise, it's not going to be pretty. Saquon Barkley is as good as it gets. He got drafted number 2
right.
in every single league.
Stuffed.
The guy got stuffed. He went backwards every single time. And if it wasn't for having I think it was like 6 catches for 60 yards, dirty plays. It was a miserable performance for Saquon Barkley.
Right. That's not what you wanted.
But I don't think that was
second overall.
I don't think that was a byproduct of the Giants' offensive line. I don't think that was a byproduct of Saquon Barkley. I think that's just how ridiculous the Steelers' top seven are. I mean, that's
right,
how good they
right.
are.
Right. They have an unbelievable front seven.
Front there. Seven. Yeah, right. Top seven. Front seven.
All right. So give me another running back that fails your sniff test.
Well, yeah. It's Cam Akers versus Philadelphia. We discussed Cam Akers before. He was a guy that was drafted as a rookie, and he was the starter coming in, and now we see that's a three-headed monster. So I don't like Cam Akers. I don't like Malcolm Brown or Darrell Henderson. People picked up Malcolm Brown as one of the top waiver wire guys, and I understand it.
Right.
I don't think it's a great play this week. I think every week might be looking different. So let's just see how that sorts out before we start any Rams running back.
Right, right. At this point, you got to wait to see what ends up happening there. All right, so the wide receivers this week that failed the sniff test, Leonard Fournette, Melvin Gordon, Cam Akers versus Philly. All right, let's get to the wide receiver position. I have a feeling you're going to get to a couple teams here on the wide receiver position as well of teams to stay away from. But give me a couple wide receivers that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
All right. DK Metcalf versus Stephen Gilmore. I don't even say who they're playing.
Right,
it's
right.
Stephen Gilmore's
right.
team.
You know already.
So DK Metcalf was having himself a very poor game last week until Russell Wilson throws just one of the most beautiful passes.
What a pass.
What a pass.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden DK Metcalf has yourself a very good fantasy
right,
game.
Right.
Well, I just don't see him breaking that wide open against Gilmore. Listen, if you have to start DK Metcalf because you drafted him as your second wide receiver, I get it. I'm scaling your expectations on that one for sure. I also recommend benching all Philadelphia wide receivers.
Right,
this
right.
is one of the, I'm doing this with the team concept. And we're also going to just say it, we're recommending all wide receivers for the New York Jets. So if you're a Philly, if you have any Philly wide receivers or any Jets wide receivers, I don't recommend them whatsoever this week. Put them on your bench. Yeah, drop him if you want to, for all I care. Besides Jameson Crowder, who is hurt, he has the potential of being a good PPR player. That's the only guy I'm going to give credit to, but it looks like he's not even playing this week, so that's why I'm saying bench all Philadelphia guys and bench all Jets players.
All right, so the Philly wide receivers, the Jet wide receivers, and DK Metcalf, wide receivers this week that fail the sniff test there. So that's pretty big news at that point. All right, so we have the tight end pick of the week. We have to get to that. We have to get to the nose pick of the week as well, which we will in the final segment. 305-567-0560. That is the text machine. We'll get to a couple texts here before we get to this break and before we get to our big last segment of the show here. Well, we'll give you the nose pick of the week and the tight end pick of the week for the nose. The Heat and the Celtics underway, by the way, about 3 and change left in the first quarter. The bad guys are up by 2 at this point. If you are wondering what's going on in that game and you're worried about fantasy football as well, 8:20 tonight, kickoff for Cleveland and Cincinnati, the battle for Ohio on Thursday Night Football. So let's get to a couple of these texts real quick. Someone says they're in a PPR league. I don't know if we got to this or not before. Kareem Hunt or Frank Gore?
Oh, you're going Kareem Hunt? You're starting him in exactly 20...
A little less than an hour, yeah, 50 minutes, right.
Right, you're starting Kareem Hunt all day over Frank Gore, in a PPR league especially, no question.
Danny Dimes or the mustache this week in the quarterback position, somebody texted in.
Well, let me tell you, the mustache was good.
He was.
Again, a guy I love for fantasy purposes, not real football, but
right.
for guys who are not afraid to throw the football. That being said, Daniel Jones, I expect to have a breakout star season. I'm going with Daniel Jones over Minshew, but do not drop Minshew in this situation.
Just right. It's interesting.
He's worth a roster spot.
Right, right, right. Now, somebody texted and also worried about Cleveland players for tonight. They texted, are we benching all Cleveland players for tonight? And then he said Landry and Chubb. So what's your kind of, it's almost like we're almost going just by this team with your kind of pass and fail the sniff test with the Cleveland Browns players tonight. Lot of options there, running back, wide receiver, even tight end wise. Who do you like? Who do you not like tonight if you have a lot of Cleveland players on the team?
I love Chubb.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to just start. I said Nick Chubb is a first-round running back, okay? So Nick Chubb, to me, is not ever a question of whether you start him or not. He is a starter. Kareem Hunt is the player where in a PPR league, in your flex spot, he is very startable. But, of course, he doesn't get as many targets or as many a percentage of offensive snaps because Nick Chubb is their starter.
Right, right.
But in a situation where they start losing, and I'm not saying that might be the situation tonight, Kareem Hunt is as talented as he gets, and he catches ball out of the backfield. So there is definitely a starting spot for him based on your team's roster.
Right.
Landry,
Odell Beckham.
Okay. Right. Let's talk about Landry. He's got himself a bit of a hip issue. He's questionable, but he's playing. He had the most targets last week. He is fully startable, in my opinion. Juice Landry, if you have no better options, I'm totally okay with you starting. Odell Beckham, you are starting Odell Beckham, okay? You didn't draft Odell Beckham to bench him week two. So,
right.
Out of all the players of who we're benching on this offense, Landry is a guy, again, we could start him. I'm not so excited about him. But as of right now, start your Browns players. You asked me as a full team, I said bench all your Philly wide receivers and your Jets players. No, I'm saying start your Cleveland Browns tonight. And if there's ever a time where they're going to have a good game, it is tonight.
Right, right.
So I'm saying go ahead and start all of them outside of maybe Austin Hooper. I was not impressed with his 2 targets for 15 yards last week. But David Njoku is not playing.
Right.
So if Hooper is your guy tonight, you might have a shot at a lucky touchdown. We're going to see because they paid him a lot of money.
We've never done a team-by-team stardom sit-em sniff test here. That was interesting with the Cleveland Browns because they're so dynamic on that offensive front there as well. So 305-567-0560. We have another one here. It says one running back and one flex. PPR league, Preston Williams, your boy Paris Campbell getting back in here, Melvin Gordon, Rabbi Cohen, Marvin Jones, TJ Hockenson. So one running back and one flex in a PPR league. Who do you like there?
Right. So the one thing that I did speak about earlier.
Oh, I missed someone also. Was that? No way I could say that guy's name.
Nope. It's too close to a curse word and you're not starting him. I don't want to do it.
Chenault.
After I had a close run by last week.
Right. Chenault.
I love Paris Campbell this week, and I'm actually going to say, I do not recommend Melvin Gordon. I'm thrilled that you asked the question of should you start Melvin Gordon in this situation, because I do believe he is your best option. Marvin Jones is an interesting player because you have Kenny Galladay out, probably. If Kenny Galladay does play, then definitely not Marvin Jones. If he is out, I can see starting Marvin Jones in a full PPR league over Melvin Gordon. Again, Melvin Gordon's got that brutal matchup. But if Kenny Galladay does end up playing, go with Melvin Gordon and Paris Campbell. If not, go with Marvin Jones and Paris Campbell.
All right, so there it is right there. 305-567-0560. We got one more segment to take some of your text messages. We have the tight end pick of the week coming up in the next segment as well, and the award-winning nose pick of the week. 305-567-0560. Zach on the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful Miami Shores. We'll take a break. We're going to wrap things up right after this on 560 The Joe. All right, we'll wrap things up here. Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful, beautiful Miami Shores. All right, we got the tight end pick of the week coming up, the nose pick of the week coming up as well. We have a couple text messages that have just come in also. 305-567-0560. End of one, by the way, in the Eastern Conference Finals, game 2, and the bad guys are up by 3.
It's amazing. I mean, great entertainment, but like every single game in the bubble, it's going to come down to the last minute.
Right.
And it does every time. And right. This is great entertainment, though. No doubt about it.
You got to love it, man. You got to love it. Heat fan and a Celtic fan sitting here right now. So someone just texted, a Heat game is on, riding with you guys till the Thursday night football.
Let's go!
Thank you. We love you. That's good stuff right there. All right, let's get to a couple more texts before we get to the final picks here on the show and wrap things up. Remember, 8:20 tonight, kickoff for Thursday night football. I ran around that too quickly. Thursday night football in the Battle of Ohio between the Browns and the Bengals, and the Heat game and the Celtics, and the Heat and Celtics on as well on our sister station. Okay, here we go. Philip Rivers or Matt Stafford PPC, point per completion. Wow.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Those type of leagues are a little crazy.
Right.
All right.
A little
but
crazy.
You know what?
Wow.
But we're here to answer it. Philip Rivers over Stafford this week in a PPC. Gunslinger. The guy's going to throw the ball. He's throwing it to his running backs like crazy. We discussed Paris Campbell. And you know T.Y. Hilton.
Right.
God, I couldn't spit that one out. T.Y. Hilton could have himself a big touchdown. Overall, if Kenny Galladay is out, that makes this a must-start for Rivers over Stafford.
I mean, we're talking about completions. If we just go by last week in this PPC league, think about Matt Ryan's week. Two touchdowns, 450 yards, he had 37 completions.
Right, and Philip Rivers was second in overall with 36 completions, and I still think he's got plenty more in him.
Right.
The gunslinger's there, and if you're in a PPC, a point per completion league, you're really happy with Philip Rivers because you probably grabbed him really late.
Right, right. All right, 305-567-0560 is the text machine. Let's get to another one. It says, need two wide receivers. AJ Green, Cooper Kupp, Sammy Watkins.
That's a tough one. Definitely Cooper Kupp. I'm going back to him. He's still the wide receiver, well, 1 and 1A with Woods there. AJ Green versus Sammy Watkins. I'm going to actually go with Sammy Watkins in this situation. Sammy Watkins had a great first game. It's simply having Pat Mahomes as his quarterback versus Joe Burrows. I want to see it out of Joe Burrows. AJ Green has a very good chance of having a good comeback year. But after watching week one and how many times Sammy Watkins got targeted and knowing the talent that he still is, I'm going to go with Sammy over AJ Green. And definitely Cooper Kupp is the first guy I start there.
All right. We also got a text message about somebody who got offered a trade. Already been offered a trade before week one ended. I'm getting Cooper Kupp, Travis Kelce, and Oil Can Boyd for Aaron Jones and Chris Godwin. It's a full PPR league, and I already have it running back. Taylor, Radio Raheem, and Alvin Kamara at running back. Thoughts from you? I'm leaning no.
And who is his tight end that he has on his team currently?
Evan Ingram.
Okay. Who had a really shaky start.
Right, right.
I am still a believer in Evan Ingram. No, I do not make the trade. I think I really respect the offer, which is a big part of this, is that you got a fair offer. Chris Godwin, you're basically is going to be out maybe just this week. Still a huge talent. I think it's too early to be giving up on Aaron Jones and Godwin. And yes, you have Mostert and Taylor and Kamara. Never a problem having that kind of depth at the running back position. People get hurt all the time, so
right.
I would not make that trade yet.
And not just Mostert, Radio Raheem, Taylor, and Kamara, but Aaron Jones. So, like, that running back, I mean, wow.
The stable of running backs.
Loaded, right?
But there. I would not give up. I don't know, how many teams in that league?
Right.
What a
two.
What a team.
Two.
It's like
two.
One of those good old five-teamers.
Right, right, right. All right, let's get to the tight end pick of the week. We don't do the sniff test for the tight end position, but Nose will normally give you now after last week throwing upon us this segment without telling anyone about it, which is always great for radio. I love it. I like to be shocked, and I was last week. But now we have the tight end pick of the week each week here on the show. So this week, Nose, give everyone a tight end that you love this week.
Even you could still find him on your waiver wires. Janu Smith, the Tennessee Titans tight end, who is a serious athlete with a lot of speed. And the reason why I love him so much this week is that A.J. Brown looks to be trending to be out this week.
Right.
Corey Davis had a very nice week, but I believe that the defenses are going to key in on him. And Janu Smith is going to find himself a very nice game. So if you're in a need where you waited on tight end and you're a perfect example in a league that I'm in. I have Austin Hooper or Janu Smith. Well, I am benching Hooper and I'm starting Smith this week. He is my tight end play of the week, especially when A.J. Brown trending out. I expect him to have a great week, so get him into your lineup.
Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans, man. Impressive stuff there as well. All right, we have a couple more minutes. If you want to get to a couple more text messages or not, we also had an observation we skipped over that I really want to get back to real quickly. It's the Tampa Bay offense kind of observation. Talking about Mike Evans, talking about your boy Scotty Miller, talking about Tom Brady. Just break that down a little bit also before we get to a couple more text messages.
Well, it's just a perfect example of that we do not overreact, okay? This is an offense with an offensive genius in terms of Arians, with the best quarterback that has ever probably played the game. And right now, Chris Godwin does look to be hurt. So what does that mean? Well, first, Mike Evans is trending in a great direction. So when you drafted him and the next day or the 2 days later, you find out that his hamstring is bothering him from last year, everything I have read suggests he is on the full mend. So I'm expecting Mike Evans to have a really big game for Tampa. And yes, the player I wanted to bring up in observations that we got in is Scotty Miller. And we discussed the Wes Welker, Edelman type of player that Brady finds real fast, real quick snap plays. And I expect him to be a good play this week if Godwin is out. And with the concussion, I expect Godwin to be out. Usually, if he's still in a protocol
right
now on a Thursday, we'll know more tomorrow. But I'm preparing for Godwin to be out, but I do not fear starting, as we discussed, Tom Brady. I expect Mike Evans to have a big game. And my sleeper play of this week is Scotty Miller, for
sure.
Right.
And it's weird, too, because Godwin got placed in the protocol on Wednesday. So normally, you know, you're placing the protocol after the game or, you know, the next morning, on Monday morning when the coach comes out for his press conference. To be put in midweek, that's kind of dangerous if you have Chris Godwin as your number one guy or you're thinking about putting him in your lineup or not. 305-567-0560. All right, so tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, Cleveland, Cincinnati. The last observation, I believe, that was on your list that we did not get to. The two quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, a lot of pressure on both guys. Both, obviously, number one overall picks at one point in their career. Joe Burrow just now, 3 years ago, was Baker. What do you think about that quarterback kind of start-sit, whether it's just this week or maybe even the season going forward?
My opinion is that I believe that Joe Burrow is going to have a better fantasy game, but I do believe Baker will pull out the win. And what we're going to learn tonight is somebody in Ohio is going to be really, really, really upset.
Right.
And someone's going to have a ton of optimism. And it's not going to go, there's no middle ground to this. If you're 0-2 and you lost to your opponent tonight, whoever it is,
right,
you're not happy. Because these teams are sort of on the bottom of the barrel right now at the beginning. But Cincinnati's got this hope. They almost won a very close game. They have their rookie. He looked good. He's running the ball. Let's see how he gets Oil Can and AJ Green. And then you have Baker. And if this thing goes bad for the Browns, right. Oh, Zach, you saw what happened last year. It's going to go bad because then you have the prima donna named Odell Beckham,
right,
who's going to start bugging out a little bit. And then you have Juice Landry, who's very emotional and gets crazy. And this could turn south very fast. So tonight is a very fun and interesting game to me.
It's an important game for the Browns.
It's an important game for both of those teams.
Right.
This is a big game. One team's going to come out thinking, oh, right, we got the win. We are feeling it. Let's get to next week. We, you know, feeling good optimism. The other team's going to be like, oh, my God, I just lost to the other team in Ohio. I'm 0-2, and this is not the start we imagined. We're going to see. But my prediction is that Joe Burrow ends up being a better fantasy quarterback tonight than Baker, but I do believe that the Browns will squeak out the win with the help of Nick Chubb.
Nose Pick of the Week coming up here in just a minute. Real quickly, another text message just flew in. Nothing like last minute. Absolutely. We love that, sir. Or ma'am. Need a flex, full point PPR. It looks like Juice Landry, Slayton, your boy Miller.
Anthony Miller.
John Brown, Josh Kelly. So
Josh
I guess
Kelly, great.
One.
Good name, too.
Right. Full point PPR, flex position. Pick one of those guys.
All right. I'm going with John Brown, okay, of the Buffalo Bills against your Miami Dolphins with a very close Darius Slayton. I was very close between the two of them. Slayton looked great with Daniel Jones,
right. But
in a full PPR league, he is more of one of those guys who's going to get you those big touchdowns, which he did last week. I'm not saying he can't replicate it again. I'm just betting that John Brown is going to have another really good game because I'm all in on this Buffalo Bills offense. He looked great last week. So I'm going to go with Brown, but keep Slayton on your bench if you can't start him because he has a potential of having a very nice game. Very nice season.
Season, right. All right, let's do it. It's time. It's the end of the show here. We put the nose on the line, I guess you could say here, for the nose pick of the week. Last week, real quickly, your nose pick of the week was who?
It was the double Jew, Juju Smith-Schuster, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns, 6 grabs, huge success.
All right, so we'll give you the candy for that one. So give us this week's week 2 nose pick of the week.
All right, so I have to use him now. And why do I have to use him now? Because I believe this week, it's almost going to be like cheating. It's almost going to be like saying, oh, yeah, Christian McCaffrey is a great starter. Dalvin Cook's a great start. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts is a major crush. Anybody who's been listening to our show, I have been obsessed with him. I've been saying ran a 4.3 from Wisconsin, led the Big Ten in rushing for years. Listen, he now is set up to be a star for the Colts. Hines is a very nice upside PPR flex play. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't start him, but the nose pick of the week versus that Vikings defense who led up 175 rush yards to Green Bay, where Taylor is now going to be the guy. Marlon Mack, he is no longer in the picture. So I'm expecting Jonathan Taylor to break out like crazy. And furthermore, Phillip Rivers threw 14 passes, receptions, to running backs last week, okay? He got six of them.
Right,
so
right.
In a full PPR league, this is a...
He'll be a monster, right?
It's a... God, I really can't see myself being wrong in this situation. Jonathan Taylor, Vikings versus the Vikings, nose pick of the week. Expect yourself to have a 20 to 25 point fantasy performance.
Ooh, that's nice. That's tasty right there. All right, that'll do it for us. Jonathan Taylor ends us up as the nose pick of the week. That is the nose right there. Jay Figg back in the Entercom studios as our DJ tonight. And you know, I am Zach from the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz as well. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Zach of the Nose back with you, by the way, Tuesday night, special edition a little later, 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday night. We have a lot of things going on in the station next week, so we have carved our little spot on Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. We really appreciate you listening and interacting with us. Zach Lino's Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We'll be back Tuesday night. Stay safe out there, and have a good week, too, unless you're playing me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.